Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online.
Yeah, I'm not even going to play that commercial because it's so old and it's so not correct. And I'm going to get in the habit of not letting it be there because I have it there. And we're going to do commercials right, starting right now. So, good afternoon, good after evening, good after, wait, did I just say good after evening? Good evening. I'm in a good mood today, y'all. So, what's up, y'all? This is Healer Lady Alsette, and we are on the Healer Alsette Blog Talk Radio. We are here Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Monday is God's Awakening with Dr. Khalik. Tuesday is Science and Spirit of Sex. Wednesday, which is what you are on, is Goddess Awakening. Thursday is As Healer Alsette, where I do free spiritual mini energy readings. And Wednesday, the show that you are on right now, this is our longest running show. Yo, some of y'all who have been rocking with me forever, sisters and brothers, I gotta say, so y'all are so wonderful. But can you believe in about 45 days, it will be 7 years. We will be going into our 7th year of doing Goddess Awakening. This is bananas. And some of you guys have been with me through so many transitions, and I appreciate that. I really do. Also, if you would like to get a full spiritual and energy reading, give me a call at 720-620-2316. Again, the number 720-620-2316. You can visit my website at www.drladyalsette, that's lady with an I, AUSET.com. Chakra class, we do a chakra class. We will be doing a chakra class at the beginning of November. Chakra class is $150. If you want a reading, it's $100. I suggest to just pay an extra $50 and take the class because I give you skills and tools that you can use for your own healing and your own clearing. I think that's all. Oh, be prepared that I am not a Western doctor. I don't like that Western nothing. I don't like Western nothing. I don't like Western education. I don't like Western healing. I don't like Western politics. I don't like Western nothing. So, no, I didn't write a dissertation. I did something similar to a dissertation, but it wasn't an actual dissertation. I don't get down like that. So just so you know, I'm a healer. I'm not a practitioner. Who would even want to go to somebody who says, I'm a practicing physician? You're practicing? So am I your guinea pig? No, here I heal. Okay, so we are going. I'm in such a good mood. Y'all, can you really, really believe that it is 7 years? I'm still like, I'm remembering 7 years ago what was going on in my life and the audacity that I was like, I'm not doing a radio show. And it's just amazing. With that being said, I want to go into the importance of this topic. So Dr. Khalik, so I'm not going to say this is going to happen every week, but when Dr. Khalik has a good topic, we will come and balance it out with Goddess Awakening. It's not going to happen all the time, but this week he hit on something that was very, very, very crucial for the brotherhood as well as the sisterhood, and that is divine student-teacher sisterhood, okay? So I'm going to jump right into it. There are, because of, and he said that, He said that because of the access to information, Google has now become some people's God, you know. Some people go to Google for absolutely everything. And because of instant information, we have missed the order of putting in the work of application. we live in a society that thinks because we can Google it, we can read an e-book and read it fairly quickly, read an article or two or three, that now we are experts, if you will. We are well-versed in information. We have some wonderful scholars that have devoted years into their stuff, and we have forgotten the order of student-teacher relationships. Now, I intentionally use the word student-teacher sisterhood because on both sides, you are still participating in sisterhood, whether you are in the seat of teacher or you are in the seat of student. You are constantly still nurturing the sisterhood, and that needs to be established, that needs to be remembered, and that needs to be honored and respected. We often forfeit the process because of this instant access to information. I don't have to wait 4 and 5 years to have access to the DMS-IV. I don't have to wait 2 and 3, 4 and 5 years before I can read about anything that usually has a grip of prerequisites. Okay, we will skip and forego the prerequisites because we can have access to the end goal immediately. Well, it's great. That's great in terms of being able to have information. That's wonderful. However, there's still a need for teachers, for mentors, for students. I'm going to take it on the seat of student. When you are a student, care what you think you know, when wisdom comes before you, there is a level of humility that must be had in every situation. It might not even be a situation where it's a classroom setting or it's a session every other week, or it might be somebody just telling you how to change a tire in passing. When you recognize that wisdom is before you, wisdom that you do not have access to, sometimes wisdom is simply in age. Sometimes wisdom is in an industry that you don't know anything about, so you need to humble yourself. Sometimes wisdom is in, this person lives this, so I probably should be, whatever it is, when you recognize that there is more wisdom than that which is your own, a level of humility must be set within your own ego. Within your own ego, we're going to talk about how you shouldn't even have an ego as a student or a teacher, okay? And when you're in that element, what you are producing and receiving at the same time, because even as a student, you still are producing, you are able to absorb whatever it is that you need to absorb. So that's the first thing, is to recognize when your wisdom has been superseded by someone else's wisdom, and they have more information. Probably at this point, it's no longer information as much as it is application and experience. So you have to take heed, and you have to be quiet. Be quiet. Hush. Hush. A good teacher is always going to give you an opportunity to share, an opportunity to question, an opportunity to explore. Teacher is never going to want to silence your voice to the point that you are not able to grow. Okay, you will have teachers who say you do need to sit in silence for a little bit, but I'm talking about the need of the student to have to always rebut. Because sometimes you're rebutting before you allow the answer to come to you. Sometimes you are so eager to speak. Now, speaking and words are the least form of communication. Let me say that again. Speaking and words are the least form of communication, about 10%, which means hush. which means you get an F even when you talk. Even the most intelligent speech still gets an F in terms of effective communication. So hush and allow, and it's okay. It's okay. What you learn as a student is the art of humility. What you learn as a student is the art of support, because you recognize that the stronger of a student you are, the stronger your teacher becomes. And you're able to recognize that you're able to value your role, where being a student is no longer a challenge. It's not something you're competing with. It's not something you're trying to prove you are not, because you are able to recognize the balance and how it serves collectively with the effectiveness of the lesson. So when you do show up and you are being the student properly and in engaging in the way of a student, in the role of being the student, you can honor why it's crucial for you to be the student. And you are able to receive what you are supposed to receive. See, we get so caught up in, I got to prove and I got to show that I could do. There are people who have done what you are doing forever. You're not the first. You won't be the last. Great, wonderful idea still needs a teacher to it, still needs a mentor to it. No matter what, no matter what it is, creative, business, technology, communications, whatever it is, you still need to have a teacher. So if you are in the mode where you think you don't need to be taught nothing, you are already disrupting the sisterhood. You are disrupting the collective cohesiveness, because we get so, well, you know, again, this goes to the devaluing of how important the student is, and we all want to be able to teach something. Sometimes you just need to sit back and absorb and learn and be a sponge and receive. And again, the more you sit in student's seat, the more you recognize, okay, me being a student is helping my teacher be a better teacher, because I'm going to be the best student. So students, you cannot honorably sit in that seat without recognizing that wisdom comes when the understanding is completed after the knowledge has been received. So you might be able to get the knowledge and receive it from all you want, okay? Wikipedia, all that. You done read the whole shebang on what chakras are, right? You just know. And I've had these type of students in my class where they just know. They done read 17 books on chakras. They done did all this stuff. Come into class, and it seems as if my text is simple. It seems like that. It seems that way, but the application that comes behind it, so that you can absorb your experience, so that you can begin to really, and they will say, well, I said I did, da, 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 and you simply just have to allow yourself to process through the class. You haven't even allowed the opportunity for the answer and the why you're in the class to happen. And as teachers, you know, your teachers will be able to see, oh, okay, I see where you're at. And a good teacher is going to continue to nurture you, if it's not a headache. A good teacher is going to continue to provide what it is that you need to ensure you move towards your breakthrough. And you deserve your breakthrough, okay? So that is crucial. Students, if you know that you have a goal of being a teacher in any capacity, even if it's not from what you're getting taught at the time. If you know you have aspirations of being a teacher, what a wonderful way to learn. How? By being taught. Again, this is why you must be humble in student seat, okay? And you must receive the way that you need to receive. Now let's go to the teachers. Students, any teacher who doesn't have a teacher themselves, be weary of. And I'm going to say that to you one more time. Student, any teacher who doesn't have a teacher, be weary, because they will not know how to nurture the relationship between student and teacher. They will not know how to transition when you do get to a place where it is time for you to teach someone else and they have to transition into to mentor or resource for you. They will not understand and honor all of the processes of being your teacher as you become a teacher. Okay? They will the teachers who need their egos completely all the way fully stroked. Those teachers be wary of. Because if it is, then you still, now we're going to talk about spirituality. You still may need to humbly stay in that role because you may be teaching that teacher a lesson. And any good teacher is going to say, I learned from you just as you learned from me. There is no teacher. There's no one who can operate in a student-teacher sisterhood, and they are not receiving something too, students. You need to know that. Teachers, those of us who call ourselves teachers, if we do not honor our students properly, this is why students don't want to be taught. They'd rather just go to Google, because we are devaluing them because we have some pieces of paper on the wall behind us. Because we have some letters behind our last name. Because we have, get over it. Who really cares? If you can learn from a two-year-old, you can learn from anybody. And we need to get past and beyond the idea as teachers. There is a feeling that comes to our feet. I have many sisters that learn from me. But Lord have mercy, do I learn from them. Lord, how mercy make an exchange, a spiritual exchange of gratitude that people trust me to be their teacher, that people honor that I could be their teacher, because it is you have called this energy to you, and teachers, that humility offers a space. And within the sisterhood, when we don't do that and we're acting like we have male egos, we bring the idea of European masculinity and manhood into our sisterhood. You see, in divine femininity, we don't care about roles because they are so interchangeable. I don't care if you're the teacher today, Offset, because probably tomorrow I'm going to be the teacher when it comes to teaching how to cook vegan meals. Because if you know Offset, you know she'd much rather clean than cook. So she's going to have to, but she has to know how to cook. She's got 3 children, so she's going to have to hush her mouth, be quiet, and learn so that she can do what she has to do to be her best self within the sisterhood. And when we can't, in divine femininity, represent where you're supposed to represent. And when it's you and you're the best, we all just hush. We just hush and take heed and do what we got to do. And everybody equally has something to give. And not everybody is a teacher. That is the other thing. Students, be very weary of people who don't feel right in your spirit. You have that gut feeling still. And there are so many teachers who are not supposed to be teachers. They're supposed to be advisors, maybe. But when we're talking about teaching and I am your resource, I am your go-to, not everybody is supposed to do that. That is a role that is an honorable role. The teacher is look at the schools. Everybody can't be a teacher. Everybody can't do what teachers do. It's a gift to be able to teach. Anybody can instruct. Anybody can instruct. It's just the same principle when it comes to your spirituality and getting readings. Anybody can study astrology and give you astrology. Not everybody can read you and read your astrological who you are, your astrological DNA. Not everybody can do that. Just because it's I can tell you what it is and give you characteristics, that's not the same thing as reading it. And so teacher is the same way. But you can instruct. That's just reading off directions and telling you what to do. But not everybody can teach. I'm a dancer. Not everybody can choreograph, but it's pretty simple to learn choreography and instruct how to do it, but not everybody can create it. Same type of principle, okay? These principles are interchangeable in all aspects of our lives. And you cannot and students, recognize, do you really want to be receiving instruction from someone who cannot move your spirit to teach you? Instruction and teaching are two different things. Okay? And students, it is up to you, because it is when you are ready that the teacher appears. It's not the other way around. Trust me, there's months I don't have anybody in the chakra class. There's times when, you know, it's nothing but repeat students in the chakra class. So it's not a matter of we get to seek out you. No, when your spirit is ready, and students, this is why you have to honor how valuable you are. We are, because we're all students. My mentors are bananas. They were bananas crazy. The ones that were my true teachers, and they were my true resources, where they were my go-to. I got their opinions and before anything, right? And there are moments of studentship. Is that a word? I don't know. There are moments when I would be in student role, and you know, Mr. Nicholson, he was a beast. He was a beast. But I couldn't speak for a year. I couldn't talk for a year. And I didn't understand it. I didn't know why I'm so intelligent. Why do you not want to hear what I have to say? It was this complete frustration. But I submitted myself because I honored that he showed up because I was asking. So I'm not going to disrespect his time. I'm not going to disrespect his knowledge, his wisdom, his resource. So for a year, no speaking. And I mean none. Hindsight is 20/20. Of course, now I understand, because now I know how to keep quiet. I don't have to argue. I don't even have to get my point across if I know that it's going on deaf ears. I'm able to stop myself. Now, not all the time. Sometimes I do still be snapping. But it's in student mode, you go there and you learn the lesson. Sometimes teachers give us lessons and we don't even realize it until years later. Sometimes we don't get why the strategy is the strategy until years later. So as we are being our best students, we have to make sure that we are remembering that this is still a gift from the universe. The universe has still gifted us. There's no need to compete. There's no need to be in resistance to it. And within the sisterhood, we already have to unlayer being in resistance to one another because we're women. Right? We already have to deal with the fact that when we are in our especially in our, you know, my first sisterhood is Black sisterhood, and so sisters, we will come into the sisterhood looking at each other up and down, stank face, curled up nose, lips up to our nostril. We not happy with nothing when we see a group of Black women, and then we have to somehow, and then the sisterhood that already exists, when we're dealing with new sisters in the sisterhood, we have to already deal with allowing her ego to process through. We already have to deal with that. Then we're tasked with who's going to take this sister up. who's going to teach her what it means to be in the goddess circle? Then we have to figure out, I mean, it's all of these things, and it's so easy to just say, you know what, I need to be in student role. And teachers, and I'm saying we on both sides because I am both student and teacher, we as teachers also have to honor when we need to get some teaching. You never arrive, okay? I've been saying this all week for some reason. When you arrive, you die. Like when you have finished and you have gotten all that you need in this realm, you leave. So as long as you need oxygen and as long as your eyelids blink and saliva produces itself in your mouth, you have not arrived to nothing. Are there moments where you on a roll and you just in your studentship and you just in your teachership and you're not really going outside? Yeah, absolutely. But you need to also recognize when it's time for you to say, okay, whoa, hold on, pause, time out on the play. I need to get some teaching. And sometimes that looks one particular way. Sometimes it looks another way, whatever it is. But you have to humbly recognize that to be a good teacher, you must be an excellent student. Excellent student to be a good teacher. You have to be an extraordinary student to be an excellent teacher. Why? Why? Because one utilizes and processes for instructing while still connecting. So it requires more of your willingness and your vulnerability to spirit and to do that. And sisters, because we are in divine femininity and womanhood is so powerful, it is up to us. We are the first teachers of everybody on the planet. Everybody. The moment you realize you're pregnant. Sometimes you ain't got to realize that your body will just do it. But the moment you consciously realize that you are pregnant, what happens? You go into protecting and healing mode. You go into teacher mode. You teach your baby in the womb. You're teaching your baby. You're talking to your baby. You're teaching your baby how to digest food. You're teaching your baby how to all of it. You're giving your baby life. The moment you push that baby out, you're pushing. You are energetically directing your child through your yoni. And as soon as that baby gets pushed out, you hold that baby and you do what? You teach the baby how to eat. You teach the baby how to love by hugging. You teach the baby who you are. You teach the baby who the baby is. So the moment you have given birth, this is why it is so important for us as women to understand we are the first teachers. We are the first teachers. And it is up to us to remember that, to tap into, feel into these children why it's important to learn, why it's important to be the teacher, to be the student, to be the, and we show them those roles. When we come into the sisterhood, I birthed you, but that approach should still be there. The sincerity should still be there. And there is always room for the next generation to be coming in. One sister don't have to be the teacher to all the new sisters. You don't get to create the monopoly. You don't get to have a monopoly over the students. And are you really a good teacher if your students are not able to teach the next generation coming up? Students, these are things that you should be looking for. Past students from this teacher, are they doing this work? Are they showing up? Not one or two. Is there a collective of sisters that are coming from this one sister saying this one sister did. It's, are you Queen Afua? See, when I went through everything with Queen Afua, oh my God, the humility that you go through, right? Queen Afua was monumental in me doing my work, okay? And when you see around the world how many people Queen Afua has affected, yeah, you be quiet. You be quiet. Because there's so much wisdom and understanding and knowledge and experience, stories. I mean, there's so much. All you can do is be quiet. When Dr. Kua, before I could take her course, there's a conversation, I guess an interview process, if you will. And when you recognize the jewels that a life of peace brings, that Dr. Kua and her husband and her sons and all, when you realize, you be quiet. When Dr. Kua says do this, you just do it. You know what I mean? You just go, because it's the understanding that her wisdom, and because I've experienced her as my teacher, I've experienced Queen Afua as my teacher, both of them taking me under their wings. I've experienced these things with incredible. And when you get that opportunity, you are able to say, okay, what they're doing must work. If you have, and I'm going to tell y'all sisters, I'm going to call the sisters out, there are sisters who have the biggest egos ever within quote-unquote sisterhood. But you go off of their prescribed whatever if you want to, and you better not claim they set no more. See, these are white European male ways of doing order in a black woman organization of sisterhood. It doesn't fit. And we're mimicking it because we're trying to do what the brothers are doing. The way that brothers do brotherhood is not going to be the same way as the way sisters do sisterhood. Need for it to be. We can be complete and total feminine with one another. There's no need for it to be that. Among the brothers, they might have this dogmatic army system, whatever. We don't need that because we don't operate like that in divine femininity. We balance that. So if we're doing the same thing that the brothers are doing in the sisterhood, what is the need of balance for each other? If I could do what you could do. And that's not at all saying that there's not warrior women. I'm not at all saying that there's not a order. There is an order. There is a hierarchy. But it just isn't the same way that the men do it. And we have got to get out of our head that we got to look at their manual for us to do ours. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. And as teachers, as students, we have to remember that we must subtract that idea of ego. We must subtract pride, thinking we know everything. Know what you bring to the table. Flow in yourself naturally, and get in where you fit in. It's really a real statement. Get in where you fit in. Because when you get in where you fit in, what happens is you are able to receive properly. You don't always have to speak. Sometimes the most effective thing you do is listening. What the big mama say? You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. For a reason. Hush. If you're on the line, we do got a lot of people on the line. If you're on the line and you want to join the discussion, go ahead and press 1. Hello, everybody on the line. Good to see you. I also want to invite you to share your experience as a teacher, as a student. What worked for you? What didn't work for you? How do you know how to process? I know there's certain types of students that I know I'm not effective with. I know there's certain types of teachers that I know are not effective for me. They don't land properly. It doesn't mean that they're a bad teacher. It just means that they don't fit for me. It doesn't mean that I'm a bad teacher. It just means that I don't fit for them. And you're able to balance that sometimes. And it's okay. It's okay to not fit. And you learn that too, being both student and teacher. You learn that as well. But if there's anybody on the line who wants to join the discussion, or if you have any questions, other comments, whatever, go ahead and press 1 and I'll get you in. The other thing when it comes to the student-teacher sisterhood is celebrating where everyone is in their own journey and not judging it and not saying, you know, just not judging it. There's nothing to judge. Sometimes you will find sisters within our sisterhood that are going through financial troubles or going through relationship troubles or going through sexual troubles or going through whatever it is. It's up to us sisters to not judge whether we are the sister, whether we are the student or the teacher, because just because you're the teacher doesn't mean that you don't go through stuff. And oftentimes that gets manipulated, and it's unrealistic. If you're still breathing, saliva still forms in your mouth, and your heart beats, you are alive, and you are going to have struggles. Now, struggle is not a word that should be looked at in notation of negative or positive. Remember, we operate in balance, so that balance has to be honored. But are you willing to show up and say, okay, this is balancing out something. I haven't gotten a lesson that maybe I need to get, and since I didn't get that lesson, I'm going to grow and receive whatever it is I'm supposed to receive. Sometimes your teacher is the, I'm not even going to say sometimes. Every single time your teacher is the universe, is the law, is God of your understanding, whatever you call God, that is always going to be your source. So when your teachers show up, prayer answered, it should be. And when you come from that lens, you can find that humility far easier than resisting it. Because there's no reason to resist it. The only reason why we would even want to resist it is because we are still operating in our ego. We're still operating in our pride. Teachers who are prideful, those of us who have to, you know, Tyler Perry, this... I'm this, I'm that, I did this, I did that, da 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 da, and you're saying this constantly, and which is fine if you did Tyler Perry, but there is a balance. You need to check that ego too. Teachers who cannot receive within the sisterhood, those of us who teach and we don't want our students asking us questions, we don't want our students learning and growing and ensuring that it absorbs the way that it needs to be absorbed. I had a teacher one time who every single time I asked a question, it became such a conflict. And I just want to ask a question. Help me understand, because the way that you're presenting it is very, this teacher was very aggressive and very, this is just how it is, and you're just going to accept it. Well, I've never been that type of learner, and so I need to talk it out. I need to have this explanation. And finally, you just accept, this isn't my teacher. This isn't my teacher, because my teacher is going to be effective, and it's going to land. Or you can't teach me this lesson. What I'm coming to you for, maybe you're my teacher in another subject, in another industry, but not in this. And students, you have to trust that too. We will get with, some people don't fit with Queen Afua. Some people don't some people don't fit with me. Some people don't fit. I'm not a queen of fools level, but some people don't fit with Dr. Akua. I get it. And students, you have to trust that gut you have in yourself too. Just because you're a student doesn't mean that you are void of those triggers, or you're void of your gifts, even when you're developing them. It doesn't mean that you still need to trust them. Even when you're getting them stronger, you still need to believe in them. Okay? And that's how you do it. You work yourself first to ensure that you're doing it right. So finding that peace and finding that trust comes from within, and students, you really do have the power as students to trust. Sometimes I can take stuff from who's a sometimes teacher for me, Dr. Wesley Muhammad. Dr. Wesley Muhammad is a right hand to Minister Farrakhan, and you know he's about a 60-40 teacher for me. Sometimes he lands right with me. Sometimes it's just no, that's not working for me. Does that mean, and just because that 40% doesn't work for me, doesn't mean that I'm going to discredit when I see that it does work. The scholarship is real. And as a student, you have to tap into that wisdom of knowing that it's okay to receive, because you're never going to, you should never only have one teacher. The only one teacher that you should have is the Creator. That's it. Because the Creator is going to send you through having those opportunities through other people. Because you individually land individually for yourself. So that fingerprint of who you are is contributed by other sources and other resources. And it's not a bad thing. You don't have to have just what, you know, that's like reading just one spiritual book. You don't do that. And we have to get beyond thinking that we owe one person that type of devotion. You don't. The only entity that requires that type of devotion is the Creator. That's it. And then you have to trust that the Creator is going to bring the tools within the people, within the books, within the information, within the knowledge that you need. But at one point, you might just be rocking with Queen of Four. At one point, you might just be rocking with Offset. At one point, and that doesn't mean anything. And you still support all of them. That's sisterhood. Yeah, I got my own programs and I got my own stuff, but I still tell sisterhood. And I might be lower on the totem pole because they are just incredible women who've been doing it forever. But that doesn't mean that I'm not a part of the collective sisterhood in saying these are still excellent resources that we all should be able to pull from, because they all are coming from divinity. And that divine femininity that all of us are committed to restoring, this is where you need to do it. And we can't be afraid as students nor as teachers to tap into that wisdom. I'm full. I know we still got about 12 minutes left in the show, but I'm full. If there is no one on the line, then okay. Student teacher, where are you student in your life? Where are you teacher in your life? And are you playing those roles properly? And then are you contributing to the sisterhood in both of those roles as well? Shocker class next month, $150. We are finishing tomorrow. I'm going to start the last of the shocker class. The shocker class is very interesting. The way that it turned, it was very interesting the way I taught this particular class. Even though I'm the teacher, I was the student in all instances. But I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow. Oh, never mind. Hold on one second. Hey.
Hey, sis, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Had my hands full, but freed up just in time. I'm always glad when I do listen to the show, which is a prime example of what you were saying, because sometimes I'm MIA, you know, don't get a chance to make it onto the show, but when I do, it's the information I need when I need it. So as you were saying, which is the other part, it's information. There's information, knowledge, and then wisdom. And that's exactly why I tell people all the time, they've designed it so we're in this ADD generation in the hopes that people will miss getting their ascension, because it's a process, as you know, you've had to show me. Because patience was not a virtue I held on to, but I've learned slowly and repeatedly, you know, how to just allow things, and everything has a time and a season, and sometimes have to learn it 3-4 times before I get it, you know. So definitely on point. Even now, it's like, okay, I know. Didn't want to hear it, but I needed to hear it. So, yeah. You know me, I'm always
right,
like, I've been
right.
through this lesson, like, check, like, why do
right,
I have to repeat
right.
this lesson again? Like, I thought I already got
right,
it.
Right.
Like, I'm on the lesson,
right.
surprisingly enough, on humility, you know, so
mm-hmm.
which I thought mm-hmm. once you let go of ego, letting go of pride and ego and humility, although sometimes the
right.
lesson's still the same, it's completely mm-hmm. a different class altogether. So it's like,
right.
okay.
Right. And that's what's so nice about being on student mode, because you might go through the exact same thing, and then you realize, oh, I've learned a completely different lesson and wasn't even expecting it. And you know, it's we're all hard headed. You know, I know I often laugh with you and call you hard headed, but we are all hard headed. Like there are so many things that we just would rather, like, can we just do it like this and get it over with? You know what I mean? And patience is always wearing thin. Everybody has that to them. Everybody has the, why am I doing the same thing again? Are you really teaching me the same lesson again? Like, we all have that. It's a natural.
I thought I already learned it. I thought I already passed. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, thank you. How's that baby doing?
Oh, big, getting big. That's probably a reason why I need to relearn some things, especially with patience, you know, because raising these children nowadays, they're definitely something special. So always, and as you were saying, we being their first teacher.
I think we lost her. Okay, well,
Okay.
We lost her. I am full family, sisters, brothers, if you were supporting and listening, you too. Thank you for supporting and listening. I am healer Lady Asset. Again, you can visit me, www.drladiauset. If you want to get a full spiritual energy mini reading, call me at 720-620-2316. I have some new. But I think I'll say it. But, yeah, I'm going to save the news because I need to get things in order and make sure that dates are proper. But you guys are going to love it. Kansas City, I am coming to you. We got sisters right now putting together a workshop. But I will be there at the 22nd until the 24th. And so we got a sister right now that are putting together a workshop. So be on the lookout for that. I will let you know as details get confirmed. But the big one, I've got to get my dates and make sure my dates are right. I'll give you a hint. Atlanta issue. So I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful evening. I will see you tomorrow on Ask Healer Offset. And be well. I love you.